So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh boy, what a sequence. What a game. Tough loss down there in Los Angeles. It is Willard and Dibs. Willard back momentarily. He's on assignment. But in the meantime, we bring in our dear friend, Cousin Nick, who is at the center of everything Warriors. My man, Nick Friedel. What's going on, brother?
Mr. Dibs, I've seen lots of crazy stuff with the most interesting team in basketball. But that was as pissed off as I have seen Steve Kerr in a while. And guys, you know, I think the comparison was, remember that preseason years ago, I want to say maybe 18, where he was out there and going, I don't want to be here. I don't even want to be here. That was the time I've seen him that heated, at least outwardly. So it was quite an event last night in L.A. About 100 levels and layers we can get into, so let's do it.
Well, I wonder if you'd sort of weigh in on this, Nick, because Dibs and I, and we like to do this on this show, we like to argue about refs, because when they mess up, I'll call it out, and then Dibs will defend it, and then rinse, repeat. And so Dibs kind of made the comment that when Steve loses his mind like that, it's about more than just those calls. When you see that, do you believe that that was largely about the calls that we saw last night, or were we also seeing a little bit of a window into how Steve is just feeling as a coach in general right now?
I don't think there's any question when you have the expectations that the Warriors did to start the year, Mark, and they just haven't played that well. I mean, they are just a supremely mediocre team as we speak and have been all year. There's no doubt that the frustration builds up over time. I will say, in watching him, at least last night, I mean, he was so frustrated at the way they were playing, and I should say at the way they were being, because they just could not make any kind of shot, open shot, anything, that Steve was bench at times. I mean, usually he's up and moving around. He was so mad and everything going on that he was just sitting there trying to collect himself. And then as the refs started to miss a few calls and that happened, I think it all boiled over. My sense last night was he was so upset about those calls that it spilled out. But to what you guys are saying, there's no doubt. When a team isn't having success, the person everybody will look to first is the coach. And Steve's had an unbelievable amount of success through the years, but I think he sees what everybody else sees. They're just not consistent. They can't find what they need night to night to get out of the mediocrity that they're in, and absolutely he's frustrated about it.
And you look at last night, and you know, Steph was unable to get the shot going, and not a lot of other offensive help from behind the line. Draymond Green goes 0-for-6. Is this just a case where this is kind of going to be the team that we're looking at? Buddy's not playing. Kuminga is not getting minutes, even though he wasn't listed with an injury. Are we kind of just sunk in a spot where no matter what happens with a Kuminga trade, this is largely going to be the product that we see?
Dibs, the answer to that question is yes. And I have been trying to scream it from the rooftops the last few weeks here, but anybody who thinks that January 15th or the deadline, that some miracle trade is going to come in, I just don't see it. Guys, I mean, look at the options. Again, people don't want to hear it. A lot of the fan base, I don't think, understands it, but they're hard capped. Can they make a move? Sure. You know, there are moves to be made, but you got to match up the salary. So are you better off if Jeremy Grant or Drew Holiday is on this team and Kuminga is not, if that's a direction that Mike Dunleavy wants to go with Joe Cronin in Portland? I guess so. But are you going to move? And Dibs, this goes to your point, from where they're at right now in mediocre land to some different place. I don't see it. I think they're better than what they've shown to this point, in that when you look at the numbers defensively, they've still been pretty solid. They just cannot generate enough consistent offense. But I know how much frustration there is within this fan base. I see it on Twitter every single day at Kerr, where I would caution everybody to just kind of take a deep breath. Look at the roster. The roster just does not have the talent that it needs. Al Horford was like 1 for 8 last night. They were banking on him to be a real difference maker this year. He's been hurt, and he's been ineffective. Draymond just has not played up to the level that he set for himself. He was better last night, but, I mean, Dibs, you said it. When he's missing all those threes, there's a reason they're giving him all those threes. I think Jimmy is still a very good player, but he's not the same high level player every single night that we saw even a couple years ago. This roster and the talent on it is flawed, and we haven't even talked about Moody, Pods, Kuminga. They just haven't taken a step. So there's blame all over the place for the way they've landed in the place that they've gotten into, but at the core, they're just not good enough. And that is a reality that I don't think a lot of, at least the diehards out there, want to accept right now, because they see Steph at the level that he's at, and they want to believe that there's something more out there.
We're hanging out on the River Islands guest line right now with our buddy Nick Friedel, Odyssey Sports NBA Insider. Check out all of Odyssey's newest sports podcasts on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. All right, let's whittle it down from macro to micro then, Nick, because I think everybody's with you. Is there a magic trade that's going to suddenly make this team the four seed? Maybe not, but let's go piece by piece, and I want to start by asking it to you this way. When the Thunder are here last Friday night, because you know that this was thrown around on social media everywhere, the Thunder here on Friday night, the Warriors sit their top players. Steve Kerr goes in front of the media, says, this is an opportunity for Kuminga to play, ... take a breath, and then here comes, oh, Kuminga's got back soreness, and he doesn't play. Is anything going on there? Are the Warriors and Kuminga right now both incentivized for him to not play? Or do we take those reports at face value?
The whole thing was weird, Mark. I can only speak for myself personally. I'm sitting there, and you're asking Kerr, all right, well, when did Kuminga get hurt? And he's like, it popped up before the game. And I said, well, do you think it's going to linger? And he's like, I don't know. So are they both incentivized? To your question, at this point, it's like, why run him back out there? Everybody sees the writing on the wall. The divorce has been imminent for weeks at this point. I think on a professional level, though, I think Jonathan's decision, and he's the only one who can speak for himself. Was he really hurt? What was really going on? We'll continue to ask him. But I think it rubbed people within the organization the wrong way, because they didn't have those guys out there. They wanted him to to get the minutes. I mean, Kerr was open about it. He said, this is, I think he was on with Bonte and Evan that day. He said, yeah. And they said, is Kuminga going to play? And he's like, yeah, this is the time right. for him to play. And then he doesn't play. And you're kind of sitting there going, okay. You're watching this relationship come to a close. But at least for me, as somebody who's covered the league, I feel like there's a professional responsibility. Now, if Jonathan's hurt, he's hurt. And only he knows the answer to that. And he hasn't really wanted to talk, you know, in the last week or so, understandably, with all the other stuff going on. But, Mark, specific to your question in that game, I think that was like the end. Because if you're sitting there and you have the head coach saying, hey, he's going to play. That we're going to put him out there. He's going to play however he's going to play. And then he doesn't play. It's like, just bring this thing to a close because it is over.
Okay, you say this is the end. Are you saying Jonathan has played his last minute with the Warriors?
I wouldn't go that far just because you never know what happens injury-wise. I think the Warriors would absolutely put him back into a game over the next couple weeks as they wait to figure out what's going on. I do not think, as we sit here right now, it's some situation, Mark, where they're just going to completely ice him and say, there's no chance between now and February 5th, 6th that he's going to play again. I wouldn't say that. I do think that we're entering into a phase where Kuminga is at the end of his Warriors run. And it will be better for everyone involved whenever that deal happens. What I'm curious about is, I know in talking to people within the organization, even a few weeks ago, it was, we're not just going to deal him to move him. It's not just going to be like, all right, well, this thing has gotten so bad that we're going to make this deal and it's going to be over with. I'm curious to see what happens in the next couple weeks, though, because if everyone acknowledges it's time for it to end, are the Warriors in that front office more incentivized to say, oh, okay, fine. You know, let's just take the best offer we can get and move forward. Or would they try to play hardball with other teams and say, we're not just going to give up this 23-year-old talented young player who others believe certainly still has more to prove in the league. So that part is fascinating. But absolutely. If you were asking me, do you think the deal gets made before the deadline? Absolutely. Right now, I do.
And I thought it was interesting, Nick, last night that he was just listed as DNP, not as somebody who was injured. So it was just a classic DNP CD. We had asked Steve Kerr before about Jonathan being a part of the stay ready crew. And Kerr said, no, he's not really going to do that. And then you look at Guy last night, who didn't play at all, Guy Santos, and then stay ready fourth quarter. He jumps up and plays really well in the fourth. Is that just another sign of where this whole thing is heading?
Yes, because if Steve Kerr thought that Jonathan Kuminga could help the Warriors win dibs, he'd be out there. I mean, I can't repeat that fact enough. If Kerr and that coaching staff thought that Kuminga could help them win games, he would be out there. Kerr would try anybody right now to get out of the funk that this team is in. Guy Santos is the perfect example. You know, he plays for a few minutes. He helps change the tenor of that game. It's why Kerr loves him so much, because he knows he can go to him at any point and he will be ready to roll. And I think everybody has tried to put on a happier face with this situation. But again, Mark, this goes back to what we were saying a couple minutes ago. When Kuminga had the chance and then didn't play, it was kind of like, okay, fine. That's it. But no matter what side of this you're on, you believe Kuminga should play more. You believe that the Warriors have been right and they just missed another first-round pick. If Kerr thought he could help them, then he would play. He's not playing because Steve Kerr believes he has better options on that bench.
We're talking right now with Odyssey Sports NBA Insider and our good friend Nick Friedell. Check out all of Odyssey's newest sports podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. I'm going to do a big old no-no here, Nick. We hate two-part questions.
Oh, boy.
We do. We hate two-part questions, but I trust you to be able to give an answer to both. Here it is. Do you believe that Steph Curry gets officiated differently than other stars around the league? Second part is, if you do, why? Why is it that way?
Yes, I do think he gets a different whistle, Mark. And the second part is, I think that Steph is still so small in comparison to the other greats of the game that it's like officials just, they don't view him the same way. I don't know why that is, but I've covered this team a long time in two separate time frames. And absolutely, I don't think for a player of Steph's caliber, he gets the whistle that he should. I don't think there's any question of that for anybody who's watching. But to try and figure out the second part of the question, it doesn't make sense. There's not a strong answer that everybody would believe in. But when you watch and you see some of the things that happen, you're just like, I don't know. And I'd say this about Steph. I think the difference is he's never struck me as a flopper. You know, he might stick his leg out sometimes like other great jump shooters of the past, and I think he's guilty of that at times. But he's not a guy who just flops all over the floor looking for calls. But at least in my opinion, in my experience, absolutely he doesn't get the same kind of whistle of the elite stars in the game.
Now, maybe someday. I mean, maybe year 18 will be the time when he actually catches a break. And, Nick, you know I'm a big-time ref defender, and part of it is because I don't know what they're supposed to do, but I look at the association. Fouls are up. Free throw attempts are up. What's the fix for what ails the league, which we all see it. None of us want to see all the fouls and all the free throws.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Girls.
Mr. Dibbs, it's a good question that I don't have the answer for and the league doesn't. And it's a real problem when you are trying to sell the intensity and the intrigue of the regular season, it's just not there. I mean, guys, I cannot stress this part enough, and I feel like I say it every few weeks, but if we were not talking about the Warriors and the soap opera that always continues and is always just creating content all over the place, I don't know why the regular fan is clicking into an NBA regular season game night to night. Now, I don't think that's all on the officiating, Dibs, to what you're saying. I think the officiating has had its problems, but I think you could always go through and say, man, there are a whole lot of blown calls. Just feel like we see it more because the cameras are so good and people are locked in a different way than they follow the game now. But I think the much broader issue is, when you're calling all these fouls and the games are choppy and you don't have stars like Steph Curry to watch and look out for night to night, I just don't think the NBA as a product is in a really good place moving forward in the future. Now, people will kind of just roll their eyes and go, oh, yeah, they got all these billions of dollars coming. That's all well and good. I'm talking about the day-to-day consumers, the day-to-day fans that are going to flip on your game after work and look up at the bar and attempt to be locked into what's going on. I don't think the product, regular season-wise, is in a good place. And I think the officiating and the lack of consistency with the calls is absolutely a part of that.
I don't want to know what Steph Curry thinks or what Steve Kerr thinks. I want to know what Nick Friedell thinks. Are the Warriors a better team right now when Draymond Green is not on the floor?
Not on the floor is too strong, Mark. The Warriors are a better team with Draymond in more limited minutes. Because if you take Draymond completely off the floor, I think they can be absolutely they're better offensively, but what Draymond still brings at a very high level is defensive effort in games where he is all the way locked in, where he sees a personal challenge. I think the group responds to that. It resonates for everybody. So I understand where you're going, and I understand, again, where portions of the fan base are. Oh, well, they're just better without Draymond. I see it. But I'm not willing to go to the next step and say, all right, that's just the way it's got to be. Draymond is best for this group in smaller doses than what we've seen. The offense just does not look very good with any consistency when he's out there and he's kind of at the center of things. There is a reason, guys, as anyone who is watching or listening to our friend Tim Roy, there's a reason why when you're watching these games, they give Draymond like 5 feet of space. I mean, we saw it in the first quarter last night in L.A. They're daring him to shoot. Shoot the three, Draymond. They just are daring him. And he's doing it, and it's not going in. But he still takes them to a different level defensively. The problem, though, and Mark, this is a much broader point to the entire conversation. The Warriors were built for March and April, in theory. Like, hey, get us to the end. We still have Steph, we still have Jimmy, and Draymond can get everybody revved up, and Horford will be there, and we'll be ready to roll. The problem, as we all know, is they keep playing like this, they're going to end up in the play-in, and then more than likely, they're going to end up playing OKC or Denver. And if they play them in that first round, that's it. I mean, that's a wrap. The season's over. So I know that fans are frustrated. I get it. I just don't think the fix is to move Draymond for what I'm not even sure what you get at this point as far as making your team better. And two, I don't know what the fix is coming up on this deadline. I think you can get solid players that can help you more than Kuminga, who's giving you nothing right now. But I don't think you're going to find a player who is going to take them from where they are right now to where they wanted to be to start the season.
Nick, we will talk to you a week from today, and that day will be 2 days before JK Day. So I want you to buckle up because that is going to be a very intense conversation.
I can't wait. And guys, I would only remind you that this team, for all its flaws and ups and downs, remains the most fascinating thing the NBA has. And I was reminded of it last night as all hell is breaking loose. This team is endlessly interesting. And it's not always going to be like this. And I know fans want to see wins. I get it. But for what we do, there isn't anything like the Warriors right now.
That's fair. That's fair. Nick, great to have you, man, as always. Thank you.
You got it. See you guys.
Okay. That's Nick Friedell.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
The holidays are behind us, and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.